current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, News Right Now, Silencing the Solution. Recently, our brother and fellow da'wah carrier, Jandad Salah, was arrested by the treacherous Palestinian Authority. This unjust act comes on the heels of the arrests of our brothers Ibrahim Tamimi, Mus'ab Abu Arqub, Abu Abdullah, Isam Amara, by the cruel Zionist entity. In Jordan, two members of Hizb Tahrir, Hajj Ahmed Abdullah Al-Jamal and Ustadh Hamza Muhammad Mujali bin Isa, were also brutally detained. Ustadh Hamza suffered severe beatings at the hands of the Jordanian authorities, resulting in serious injuries to his eye that required surgery. Brother Ahmed, known as Abu Shihab, an elderly man, was shown no mercy when security forces stormed his home late at night, terrifying his family and arresting him with shocking brutality. Around the world, our brothers are being arrested simply for calling their ummah to protest against regimes that betray Palestine and support the ongoing bloodshed. They are beaten, imprisoned, and separated from their families, all because they demand nusra, material support for the reestablishment of a rightly guided caliphate, which will lead the ummah to victory and bring relief to our people in Palestine and beyond. Just weeks ago in Bangladesh, despite Hizb Tahrir being labeled a quote-unquote banned terrorist group, hundreds of thousands of Muslims flooded the streets of Dhaka, calling for the return of Islam as a ruling system and for the liberation of Palestine through the mobilization of the Muslim armies. The crowds chanting quote-unquote Khilafah, Khilafah, overwhelmed the police and held their so-called reformist government accountable for its silence and complicity in the face of genocide in Palestine. This call for Nusra, for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, is what terrifies the Kuffar the most. It is why the head of Bangladesh's interim government banned its own citizens from traveling to the illegal Jewish entity, fearing the backlash of a Muslim population that is becoming increasingly aware and restless. It is why Jordan, rather than confronting the Zionist enemy, directs its violence towards Muslims, simply handing out leaflets or speaking the truth. This fear, the fear of an awakened ummah, drives the disbelievers to suppress the truth, to hide the strength of this ummah, to exploit our resources and to distract us from our own potential to rise and unite. Nothing threatens the kuffar the most than the possibility that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam realizes its true strength. And that is why they will use every means to obscure the justice and beauty of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in Surah As-Saff, verse 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, even though the disbelievers hate it. As da'wah carriers entrusted with spreading the nur of Islam across the earth, it is our responsibility to remain alert to the tactics of our enemies and resilient in the face of their aggression. No trial afflicts this ummah except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed a way out. Let us carry on this mission with conviction and trust in His promise. Let us continue to point to the correct solution until it is implemented. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.